Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
From the time of Adam and Eve, there was always a blood sacrifice. Remember Cain and Abel. Cain brought the fruit of the ground. His works by his own hands. But I guarantee you, it was beautiful. I promise you, it was beautiful. Some wonderful cucumbers and whatever he grew, you know, I don't know. But I tell you what, it was first class. And I wouldn't doubt he put flowers on it. The Bible doesn't say just fruit. You know, there's some beautiful flower arrangements out there. And I could just see him just putting it all together, just beautiful, just absolutely breathtaking. He brings it before God. And God said, that's not acceptable because it was by his own hands. Abel brought the sacrifice that was supposed to be, and what was that? The shedding of blood. And God accepted the blood sacrifice and not the sacrifice of hands. So you see the picture. It goes on and on all through the Old Testament. All those sins that were covered. And I use the word snowballed. They would roll over and over from the time the first sin of Adam to the last sin that was ever committed on the cross of Calvary. Whenever it was, on the cross of Calvary. Could it be when the Roman soldiers were laughing at him, spitting at him, or the Jewish priest down there, if you be Christ, save yourself, come down from Christ. Whatever the last sin, all of those sins were covered. That way you understand when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, all the sins of mankind was placed upon him at once. From Adam, all through the Old Testament, every sin was placed on Jesus Christ. Not only that, every sin that was future, your sin and my sin. We can't even comprehend that. That's why, and I'm chasing it, I'm going to catch him. I've caught him now. I'm going to skin him and eat him. No, we're just rabbit. That's why when Jesus Christ hung on the cross of Calvary and God turned out the lights for 3 hours, remember from noon until three, it was complete darkness. And during that time, the Bible just does not say when during that time, but during that time, Jesus Christ cried out more than he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was when God placed all the sin of mankind of all time upon Jesus Christ. And for the first time ever, and by the way, never again, Jesus Christ was separated from the Father. Why hast thou forsaken me? In every eternity. And let me go a little farther. That's why when Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed and talked about great drops of sweat as great drops of blood came from his face, and I think his whole body actually just as they were drops of blood. He wasn't scared about going to the cross. That was not he was not fearful of going to the cross. When he says, if thy will be done, take this bitter cup from me, okay? It was not the suffering. It was not the death of the cross. It was not the pain of the cross. That bitter cup was a separation from God, the Father. It had to be, because the sin could not come into the presence of God. So Jesus Christ paid that price, that sin debt. And now, here he is in chapter number 9, he is now our high priest. God accepted that sacrifice. And because of that, those Old Testament saints whose sins were covered, they're now cleansed. You see the difference? Huge difference in just being covered and being cleansed. Well, that's what this verse is talking about. That they're called, they might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. They couldn't receive that promise of eternal inheritance if he would not have died. Verse number 16. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of a testator. Now, most of you know what a testament is. The testament means a will, your last will and testament. In other words, when I die, the preacher's going to get everything I own. Y'all can laugh about that, okay? But you know what? The last will and testament. You write who you want people to receive after you're gone. And he's saying here that it's not in effect. Well, first, that it's necessary that there be the death of the testator, you know, of the person. The will does not come into effect until that person dies. That's what it was saying here. says, if you make a will and you are still alive, your will does nothing for anyone. It's not in effect. I know a lot of you have a will now, but it doesn't come into effect until you pass away. And that's what this is saying here in verse number 17. It doesn't operate. It doesn't come into operation until you die. Have a footnote here. Do you know you're worth more dead than alive? Shouldn't have said that. Just kidding. You know, all the insurance policies, all the things, you know. Anyway, that's what, because in verse number 17, it says, for a testament is of force after men are dead. In other words, it doesn't come into operation until that testator dies. Well, he's comparing that to Jesus Christ, because now Jesus Christ is that testator. Because he died, it came into effect. All these Old Testament saints and all that he's talking about. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. That's why Jesus Christ must have died. Verse number 18. Let me read through 22 here. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. I'll get back to that. Very important. What's the first testament? That first covenant. It was dedicated with the blood. Blood, well, let me just finish this. Verse number 19. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book of the law and the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Remember this Old Testament. Moreover, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. In other words, when he went through the tabernacle and everything, he covered just about everything with blood. That's what it's saying here. And this is the foundation of Old Testament. We're talking about the blood, this next, last part of this verse. And even the New Testament, everything revolves around this statement when it says, without shedding of blood is no remission. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The word blood occurs 6 times in these few verses. 6 times. You think that blood's important? Even in the Old Covenant, it was established on the basis of blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19 through 21, what we just read, is taken from Exodus chapter 24, verses 4 through 8. I have it marked, but time won't allow me to read it. What we read here, we see in Exodus chapter number 24, where Moses took the blood and he put it on everything, you know, the book of the law and the people and all the articles and he just sprinkled it on all. He was dedicating it unto the Lord. Virtually, the book of the law was sprinkled with blood, and so were the people, the tabernacle, and its furnishings. Virtually every part of the sacrificial system under the law of Moses was touched by the blood in some way or another. Don't tell me blood doesn't play an important part in salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. We sing that song often. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood, flows from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. We were saved by the blood of Christ. There's so many, and I'm not picking on anybody, any denominations, but listen, there are actually denominations, you've read about this in the past, they took anything that referred to the blood out of their hymn books. I'm not going to, some of y'all may be friends with some denomination, I ain't going to pick on nobody. But they took, if it had anything to do with the blood, they took it out because it was offensive. Let me say this, I'm going to move on. I'm going to catch another rabbit, okay? We worry about offending people. What about offending God?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.